You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Sefer HaTzvi from Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank brings a Torah from the Haflah. Mimavar the Gemara Baruchas that said that the Chachmei Yisrael came to David and they said, Amcha Yisrael tzarichim parnasa, Klal Yisrael needs parnasa. So he told them, L'chu v'hispalnasu zemizeh, let them give parnasa to one another. Now this seems to be somewhat enigmatic, because if somebody needs parnasa, how is the answer from getting parnasa from one to the other? So the Haflah explained, Misha machzik talmid chacham, someone subsidizes the life of a talmid chacham. In other words, a suffering zvulun type of situation. Thinks the fellow who is being the zvulun that the fact that he is giving the money to the talmid chacham means that he's doing the talmid chacham a favor. But that is not totally the story, because the emes, the talmid chacham is being mefalnes the person who is giving him sustenance. She'al yedei zeh hu mefalnes oisoi and habarocha metzuya b'masi yadav. The fact that the gevir, or the patron of the talmid chacham, has the money to give to the talmid chacham comes in the schus of the fact that he's providing the money for the talmid chacham to live. In other words, the Talmud Chacham is giving him sustenance by taking the money from that fellow, the patron. And he says, Zeh HaKavon HaSpalnesu Zeh Mezeh, that if people go out of their way, who are not learning necessarily, or who are learning but who have the ability to help somebody else, and they are helping somebody else, what they are really doing is they're creating an environment that they themselves should have parnasa. And Reb Tzvi Pesach continues, and this was the story with the Aron HaEdus, that La'ayin HaRoye, for the people that were looking, the people who were carrying the Aron, they were performing a service. They were, so to speak, doing the Aron a favor because they were carrying it. And in truth, V'emes Ha'om Shabo Aluchus, where the Torah was there in the Aron, Noise Es Noisav, it was carrying the carriers. U'lechein Tzivsa HaTorah Lo Yosuvu Mimenu, that they should not stop from carrying the Aron, because they need it so that they should be carried. These are the words that I brought down from the HaTzvi. Now, dear friends, and this is true for not only this year, but for many other shirim that people hear. Sometimes people hear a word like this. You know, it sounds inspiring, perhaps, but it sounds like it's a little bit in the abstract. And there could be people who are listening in the audience who think that when they hear the shir, it's not really that the money that they give to the Oraman is keeping them in the black, keeping them solvent. They consider this a stretch. But I would like to present two very powerful stories in connection with this work. One for one of the greatest rebbes in the last 300 years, the Abdov, and the other from a very, very well-known philanthropist who just passed away approximately 30 years ago. And we will see that this work is very for real. It's very lemaisa. And there were Dehoi ben Yidin, they were tzaddikim, and again, prominent philanthropists who understood that the monies that were given to the tzaddik or to the tzaddokis, that this was truly the monies that were keeping them afloat, keeping the gevir solvent, they understood was totally, was contingent on the monies that they were giving away for tzedakah. So the first of the two stories which illuminate this vault from the Haflah and Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank is told regarding the Afteruv, Oyed Yisrael, of Rami Shua Heschel Ma'afta, who lived approximately 300 years ago and who was universally accepted by Chassidim as the Zakan Had Moirim, the leading Chassidic light of the generation. And all kinds of people came to him with requests for brachas and yeshuas, and this one particular fellow came to him and said, Rebbe, I am in dire straits as far as my parnassah is concerned. Help me. So the Rebbe said, I will give you a letter and you will take it to one of my people, one of my chassidim. He is a big gevir, person of significant means, and he should help you. And the fellow traveled to this gevir. And when he read the letter of the Rebbe, he told the bearer of the letter, I don't understand why the Rebbe sent you to me. This is a lot of money. I can help you with something, but I can't handle 200 ruble at this time. Or he didn't want to handle 200 ruble at that time. And the fellow understood that this Gevir was not going to help him out. He went back to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, really, that's what he said?
I'll give you a letter to Ben's
a second chassid of mine who will help you to the best of his abilities. I'll ask him for 100 ruble, because he is a person, although wealthy, but less wealthy than the first. And when the chassid traveled to the second person, the second person was very happy after he read the letter. He says, I don't have the money for you at this moment, but wait here a little while, and I will put together the 100 ruble to give you. And he did, and he went back to the Rebbe, and he told the Rebbe what happened, and the Rebbe said, fine. Short period of time later, the first Gevir, who didn't come up with the cash, so to speak, noticed that his parnasa was dwindling. It was waning. It was disappearing. And it got worse and worse and worse until he lost basically everything he had. And this chassid understood that it must be connected with declining the request of the Rebbe to help this Yid out with the 200 ruble. And he traveled to the Rebbe, and he was crying, and he asked to gain entry, and he couldn't gain entry, and then he asked Siddin to intervene on his behalf. Finally, when they came to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said that, I do not feel that I was responsible for his lack of money, his decrease of assets. If he wants, we can call it Din Torah, and I will put forward the facts to the Dayan, which they did. So when the Aftarov came to this Din Torah, he said, before I came to this world, and I knew that my job in this world would be as a tzaddik to help people out, and I said in Shemayim, for me to do this job, then I have to be supplied with a certain amount of funds, and in Shemayim, they provided these monies to be put aside, and I designated Yevirim, who would be on the world, who would be the caretakers of my monies. And this first fellow, who declined my request, was one of these people, and the monies that he didn't give were monies which he came down to this world to give on my behalf. So I just took back what was mine, and in Shemayim, they decided what they decided. But the monies that I took were my monies, so to speak. They were monies that were earmarked for me, and this Gevir was entrusted to put them forward, which he didn't. So the Beis Din decided that the monies which the Gevir lost were indeed earmarked for the Rebbe, but, Alts Rachmonis for this Gevir, that in Shemayim they have to give him enough sustenance that he and his family should live, which indeed transpired, but he never became a Gevir again. So this seems to be connected, in my mind, in a very practical way to the Vort that we said from the Haflah, that when certain philanthropic people give the money which the Gevir has is contingent that he gives the money for tzedakahs that he's supposed to give. That is the first story. The second story is a story that I heard from my beloved Mechutin, Rav Duvi Margolis from London, a well-known Askin. His father was a very famous philanthropist, one of the great philanthropists of his day, whose name was Reb Zalman Margolis. And Reb Mechutin Reb Duvi told me that he had, in connection with his own business, traveled to Singapore. And when he entered the Beis Medrash, there was a person greeting him who was obviously one of the cheshuvim of the Yiddish community in Singapore. And he greeted him with the classic, Shalom Aleichem V'Vikim Tayid, welcome, where do you hail from? And Duvi says, I hail from London, from Stamford Hill, and my name is Duvi Margolis. And this fellow who greeted him, who Duvi never met before, said, oh, are you perhaps related to the famous philanthropist Reb Zalman Margolis? So Duvi said, yes, that was my father. He was mightily impressed, and he said, I have a story to tell you about your father. Where are you staying? In a particular hotel in Singapore. Come and visit me tonight. And Duvi visited this fellow, and this fellow told him the following story, that he was a significant player, this gentleman, not only in the Yiddish Kehillah, but a prominent member of the Singapore Stock Exchange, and he was at one point considering buying one of the businesses from Reb Zalman Margolis, and he traveled to London, and he met with Reb Zalman in Reb Zalman's home, and he witnessed a very unusual thing, which he related to Duvi. He said, I saw that your father, while he met with me, had a number of mishalochim in a number of different rooms in his home that were waiting for him. And Reb Zalman excused himself and said, these are my clients. You'll forgive me, I have to take a few minutes off to do business with them. And this gentleman from Singapore said, he treated these mishulachim with the utmost respect as if they were indeed his clients. And it was obvious to everyone who knew Zalman Margolis that this was not a random occurrence. This is how he treated all of the mishulachim that came to him, not as if they were nitzarachim, as they were needy people that he was doing them a favor. He was treating them like they were his clients. Clients means the people that you make your parnasa from. And although he was a very prominent person, he treated them with the respect due to clients who provide you your parnasa. So dear friends, I share this very meaningful story, and we see that there are Balei Tzedakah in the world who understand this concept that we put forward from Reb Tzvi Pesach and from the Havla, that the Oren is indeed noise es noise. It carries those who carry it. And the philanthropists, perhaps a small number of them, but still a significant number, some of them realize that their parnasa is contingent on these clients, on these tzedakahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us the wisdom to know how to give our tzedakah and to understand our tzedakah obligations. And we should be zoicha that through the mitzvahs of tzedakah and ma'asim tovim, that we will indeed be zoicha b'mehera to refuahs and yeshuas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.